feel the need of a prayer this morning, so why don't we pray before we start here? Heavenly Father, it is with joy that we can gather together there again this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have already shared with us this morning, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement already, Lord, that you have gotten through this. Father, we especially thank you for your Son, who died for us on the cross and made a way for us. Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, we just magnify and exalt and lift up thy name this morning, Lord. Father, you know everything. You know everything about us, Lord. We just pray, Father, that we just, like we sang this morning, that we open up our souls to thee, Lord. Father, we just pray that we can soak up your word today, and that we can absorb this in our hearts and minds, and Father, with your grace and help, that we can live this out, Lord. We just help me, Lord, with the few thoughts I have. Help my staggering tongue, my nervousness, Lord, and that I can just commit this time, this little opening and meditation to you. Thank you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. So, yeah, it's another beautiful morning. We can gather together here this morning. We can, like it says, we can rejoice in another day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. And we have many reasons. We have a risen Savior, and we have many reasons to rejoice. Hallelujah. So this morning, you know, have we ever heard the saying or the, I know we all have, that where they said that, have you ever heard the term, he's just the image of his dad or the image of his father, or she's just the image of her mother? And I got to thinking about a prayer that I have prayed, and I know a lot of you brothers have prayed this prayer too. Where we ask the Lord to shape and mold us to his image. And I got to confess, I don't always do this. I don't always let him shape and mold me to his image. And it's something that's been on my heart, and it's been a burden to me, and I'd like to share it with you this morning. So if you think of it, pray for me in this way, that I'm fully submitted to him, and that he can have his way in my life, and that I can be shaped and molded to his image. He knows everything. He knows all about us. There's nothing we can hide. Actually, in Psalms 139, I just like the way David says this. The first six verses there, he says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but allow, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is so wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain unto it. So it's not, he even knows the number of hairs on my head. It's not that. It's not that the Lord don't know what we're going through. He knows our defects. The defects and the dross in our life. He knows all this. You know, when we buy something and it has a defect, you know, we're pretty fast in returning this and making a phone call. But when I have defects in my life, how fast do I respond to this? You know, the Lord wants to take care of these things. And do I respond to this as fast as I would if I'd buy something that has a defect? I know that it's everyone's heart to be shaped and molded to His image. If we ask the Lord, He will do just that. But He needs our cooperation. He knows all about us, knows where our hearts are, and sees our defects. We may not even realize we have defects. Now here's something that I didn't want to forget at that when we had our Kingdom Discipleship in February. I just hope I don't forget this. One of the speakers said, we may not even realize, but the closer we get to God, the better we see ourselves. That really stuck out to me that day when he shared this. The closer we get to God, the better we see ourselves. It's amazing. He wants to point these things out in my life. And he'll help us through this. Everything that we face. But the closer we get to God, the better we see ourselves. The first thing that comes in the way is my flesh. When he wants to work with me. Ezekiel, the flesh and self has to be removed. Ezekiel says, I will give them one new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart and out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh that they may walk in the statutes and keep my ordinance and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I remember talking about, I had to think of something when I was preparing this. We had horses. If there was a horse that got kicked or got in the fence and got cut open, if this wasn't taken care of and wasn't bandaged right and taken care of, and the right kind of medication or salve or whatever, it got what you called proud flesh. And I had to think of this. And that would get so stinky and it gross looking and ugly. You know, and it's the same way in our spiritual life. If we get proud flesh, so to speak, and don't allow God to shape and mold us to His image, it's just going to keep growing and growing. When I went to a public school, in art class, we were all given a chunk of clay, and we was to make something. And their teacher told us to make something out of this clay. So the first thing we had to do was we had to visualize something. And I visualized this little creamer. I wanted to make a little creamer for Mom. Just a little, you know, that they used to use, don't so much nowadays anymore, but they used to use a little creamer and put them on the table for their coffee. And I wanted to make one of them. But, you know, I had to visualize this in my mind. As I was shaping and molding this clay, I had to visualize this. And the first thing that I remember that happened is it got dry. It got too dry, and I had to add some water. And you know, that happens in my spiritual life too often. I get a little dry. We get spiritually dry. And then we have to add God's Word, and we got to soak this up. And then He can start working again in our lives. And that's how that clay was. Once we had added the water, you could shape and mold it to the image that you had in your mind. There wasn't nothing there. I couldn't see nothing, but I had to have that image in my mind to continue on. How many times do I get dry spiritually? If I have defects and I'm spiritually dry, the Lord will have a hard time helping me. He wants a heart that is soft, pliable, to soak up the Word. But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father, and we are the clay. And Thou art our potter, and we are the work of Thy hand. If I can totally give myself up and submit to Him, we can be the work of His hand. But there again, he needs my cooperation. He can't work with anybody that's going to be fighting back, so to speak. It's like if I would make an appointment to the dentist or the doctor, and I would just cancel this appointment. Then there's nothing that they could do. I mean, they can't work with me if I would just cancel out all the time. And this is the way it is in my prayer life. When I ask the Lord to shape and mold me to His image, and when the time comes, I just keep canceling out. Pray for me in this way. Another thing I had to think of is a rich young ruler. I had to think of him. I'm just going to read it here, part of it. And when he was going forth into the way, I like the way it's written in Marcus. Marcus 10, verse 17. And when he was going forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest thy commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things I have observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me." And he was sad at this saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, if you just look at this young man came running. He came running and he kneeled before Jesus. Look at the zeal he had. But yet, when he pointed his defects out and his sin out in his life, he couldn't do it. He walked away grieved. He was hooked on his possessions. He thought more of his possessions than he did of Jesus, is really what it amounted to. He held them higher than Jesus. How do I respond after I've asked the Lord to shape and mold me to His image? Do I walk away grieved, or do I let Him do a work in my heart? Seems kind of short. I got a poem here this morning that I thought was really, there's a lot more that could be said. Brother David can fill in the gaps there for me, I'm sure. There's a lot more that could be said here. But I just want to close here with, it's called The Potter's Wheel. And it gives it in a way that a lot better than what I can explain it here this morning. It says here, "We are in the potter's hand, and molded we shall be. If we allow God to shape us, He'll surely set us free. The process is not pleasurable. The process is not fun, but a necessary work by the Father must be done. If God's hands we are pliable, He's reliable and true. He'll make us beautiful partials when the process is all through. We first start out as ugly, old gray lump of clay. But when God is finished, a new design is laid. He molds us with His hands. He pulls and stretches out the clay. It hurts sometimes when He squeezes, but He knows the better way. Then God sets us in the fire to purify and cleanse. It's for our own very good. From this, the process He will mend. The fire burns away the iniquities and burns the dross away. The fire scorches the chaff and iniquity as a new foundation laid. The potter's ever watching while we're being refined by fire. At times it's even necessary for the temperature to go higher. So if you are being molded and shaped by God's own very hands, submit and let Him have His way, for He has a better plan. Another choice could be made, and you could be thrown on the potter's field, the place where broken pieces land when they do not want to yield. Be thankful that He cares enough to place His hands on you. Be grateful that He loves you and wants to make you brand new. I found that a blessing, that poem. So, yeah, there's so much in this that He has a better plan, a better choice. Though we don't understand everything in life. But He, if we just submit ourselves into His hands, He can make something out of an old lump of clay. May the Lord bless you. Oh, if it's not asking too much this morning, if we want to sing, have thy own way, Lord, if that's okay. It's song 923.